This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to find out how you can volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. Read by Justine Young. Fables for the Frivolous by Guy Whitmore Carle. The Precipitate Cock and the Unappreciated Pearl. A rooster once pursued a worm that lingered not to brave him. To see his wretched victim squirm, a pleasant thrill it gave him. He summoned all his kith and kin, they hastened up by legions, with quaint expressive gurgles in their esophageal regions. Just then a kind of glimmering attracting his attention, the worm became too small a thing for more than passing mention. The throng of hungry hens and rood he skilfully evaded. Said he, "If faith, if this be food, I saw the prize ere they did." It was a large and costly pearl, belonging in a necklace, and dropped by some neglectful girl. Some people are so reckless. The cock assumed an air forlorn, and cried, "It's really cruel. I thought it was a grain of corn. It's nothing but a jewel." He turned again to where his clan, in one astounding tangle, with eager haste together ran, to slay the helpless angle, and sighed, "He was of massive size. I should have used discretion. Too late! Around the toothsome prize, a bargain sale's in session." The worm's remarks upon his plight have never been recorded, but one may know how slight diversion it afforded. For worms and human beings are unanimous that, when pecked, to be the prey of man they far prefer to being henpecked. The moral: when your dinner comes, don't leave it for your neighbors, because you hear the sound of drums and see the gleam of sabers. Or, like the cock, you'll find too late that ornaments external do not for certain indicate a bona fide colonel. End of The Precipitate Cock and the Unappreciated Pearl.